Should Wisconsin legalize the sale of raw milk? I'm Joy Cardine, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, September 12th. A bill that would allow the sale of raw milk from licensed small farmers directly to consumers. It would not be on your local grocery store shelves. This bill received a public hearing at the state capitol yesterday. There's going to be another public hearing on the legislation Monday in La Crosse. We will get two takes on this bill this hour, and we will welcome your questions for both of our guests. First, we'll talk with an advocate of the bill, and after 7:30, an opponent. So do you think that Wisconsin should legalize the sale of raw or unpasteurized milk? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest is Mark Castell. He is Senior Farm Policy Analyst and Co-Director of the Cornucopia Institute, a farm policy research group based in Cornucopia in far northern Wisconsin. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Jean. Jean. we got our host mixed up and we're in a time warp.
Morning, that's okay. You had a long day yesterday at the public hearing?
We did. The hearing started at 2 p.m. and ran through, to the credit of Chairman Schultz, 6 p.m. So everyone had a chance to speak, whether they were opposed or supported the legislation, and it was a great example of democracy.
Well, you, I know, made a number of points before the Senate Financial Institutions and Rural Issues Committee in this public hearing yesterday in support of the raw milk legislation. Can you just kind of sum up your argument for the legalization of raw milk?
Sure. I think the arguments are relatively simple on both sides of the equation. There are a growing number of citizens here in Wisconsin and nationwide who want to buy raw milk. They feel it's a superior product, both in terms of its potential health impacts and taste. And we're learning there's a growing body of scientific literature that really tells us that our sterilized food and sterilized and...
Oops, Mark, did we lose you?
Well...
No, you're there now.
One of my cats is playing with the phone.
That's so hilarious. Okay.
It would have been less hilarious if I had gone forever. at any rate... we're learning that that our bodies are filled with microbes that aid in assimilating our food, and that if we're going to have all pasteurized food or irradiated food, or we use broad-spectrum antibiotics in our food production or in our own bodies affecting our gut flora, that it really has some deleterious effects. We see growing levels of asthma and allergies, especially in children, autoimmune problems in adults. And there are many medical officials and consumers who believe that raw milk, milk in its natural form, provides some of these positive, if you will, probiotics in our diet. And then it just tastes great. And so that's the argument. Prohibition didn't work on alcohol in the 20s. People want to be able to find this product. And I should add that depending on how we look at the approach, regulatory approach, that in between 30 and 32 states, consumers have the right to buy raw milk, anywhere from buying it directly from a farmer, as is proposed here in Wisconsin, to in California, the largest dairy production state. You can go to the grocery store and buy raw milk, as you can in many European countries. I mean, even in some European countries, there's vending machines you can buy raw milk. So it's not a radical product unless you're part of an industry that feels economically threatened by losing control of milk distribution.
Let me present the argument from the other side. Our next guest will say that raw milk is unsafe for human consumption and that unpasteurized milk products are far more likely to cause foodborne illness and even hospitalizations. So what do you say to that?
Well, I think that there's some inherent risk in all the food we eat. Even in pasteurized milk and dairy products, there's a rare outbreak of foodborne illness. We just had one at a cheese plant in southeast Wisconsin that sickened a few people. The largest problem that I know of that ever occurred in the dairy industry was in Chicago when I believe it was Jewel Food Stores owned a milk processing plant that severely sickened 167,000 people. The problems with raw milk have been very, very few. And when they've impacted people, it's been very few people because you're talking about direct distribution. Unlike something like the spinach debacle a few years ago, which came out of one plant in California and it ended up in 50 different states, and we couldn't even figure out for almost months where the genesis of the problem was. If you're buying milk from a local farmer who you know and they have a client list, and if there was ever a problem with contamination, it would be on a scale more like Aunt Tilly's egg salad got left out too long at the church picnic, and we all know, who got sick. And so it's not let me just tell you that there was some research presented that was conducted by the University of Wisconsin, I believe. I didn't present it at the hearing yesterday, which polled farmers, which found that at least half of them all drink their own raw milk in this state. And if you count in the full family and kids, there's probably 20 to 25,000 people drinking raw milk just on the farm every day in Wisconsin. These people aren't in the emergency rooms. In many cases, they were testifying, the dairy farmers yesterday, how healthy they are and how healthy their families are.
Yeah, so under the bill, farmers would be allowed to sell milk to a licensed dairy plant and directly to consumers. It would allow a farmer to sell exclusively to consumers provided they register with the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Are you fine with the regulation in this bill?
Well, I think it's always open to debate in terms of fine-tuning, but in terms of a standard matrix, I think it's fine. We're really talking about promoting informed consumers having the right to choose in the marketplace. So one of the things is that you have to prominently, if you're a dairy farmer, post the fact and label your containers that it's raw, unpasteurized milk. So there's no chance. One of the other arguments that the industry makes is that if we allow this in the state, like the majority of other states, and there's ever a problem with contamination, that the headlines will crash the entire Wisconsin dairy industry and do irreparable damage. That's just a specious argument. If there was ever a problem, it's not going to, the headlines aren't going to say milk killing people, milk making people sick. It's going to say raw milk purchased from a farmer made three people sick, like that cheese problem in southeast Wisconsin. And so I think consumers are sophisticated enough and the press is going to be thorough enough that we're not going to be confused.
Yeah. So why would the big dairy industry be all that concerned if my local farmer is going to sell raw milk to the neighbors?
Well, I think you better ask that to your next guest, which I'm sure you will. But quite honestly, I think it's a protectionist approach. I think that we see a growing number of citizens that really are quite committed to this product. Right now, it's happening. So one of the problems, it's like, do we want back alley milk sales? Do we want to throw some level of regulation? And do we want to make it so people don't have to sneak around? There are folks that are driving long distances because they don't have a raw milk dairy in their community. They have to drive sometimes 100 miles round trip, and they're very dedicated because of the results they've seen and the health of their children that might have had allergies or might have had some other digestive problem, and they've had a really positive response. So we're going to continue to see raw milk sold in the state. The question is, do we want to regulate it and make it more feasible for consumers to engage in that commerce?
You think there'd be a big jump in people who buy their raw milk directly from farmers and more farmers providing this if this bill passes?
I don't know about a big jump, but I'm obviously making it more widely available and allowing farmers to, in theory, advertise. You can't do that. This is all word of mouth right now. There's an organization, the Weston A. Price Foundation, that all over this country helps consumers and farmers connect, not just on raw milk, but on grass-based dairy production, grass-based meat and milk and eggs and other nutrient-dense food. And none of those other items are illegal if they're processed properly. But this would certainly make the communications end of this industry, it would shift it. And I testify that, you know, there were folks at the hearing yesterday that represent cheese plants and represent the Wisconsin Dairy Products Association and the Cheesemakers Association. I don't understand exactly what the fear is, because what does Wisconsin's cheese industry have to do with small-scale, local milk consumption?
We need to take a break, and then we also have callers who are lining up who have thoughts or questions on this legislation that would legalize the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. There's a new bipartisan bill in the state legislature. There was a public hearing on the legislation yesterday. Our guest, Mark Castell, who is with the Cornucopia Institute, a farm policy research group, is our guest during this half hour. He is in support of the bill that would legalize the sale of raw milk from farmer to consumer in Wisconsin. And we welcome your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Should Wisconsin legalize the sale of raw milk? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking first with a guest who says yes. In our next half hour, we'll talk with a guest who says no. And we have Pete in Reedfield with us now. Hi, Pete.
Hi. I'm a veterinary scientist, and I graduated from veterinary school in 1980. I grew up in Neenah and really had no clue about what goes on in a dairy. But in my opinion, I think Mark Castell has just been eloquent and really quite convincing in terms of why raw milk might be good. But again, I just think it's irresponsible to sell it to people, and my reasoning is, and my feeling, and I feel really strongly about this, is that very few people have any clue about what goes on in a dairy, regardless of whether it's a capo or, you know, regardless of the dairy, there's a lot of feces around. It's just, to me, it's remarkable that there aren't more outbreaks of listeria and severe foodborne ailments just because poop goes with cows. And you know, there's animal welfare issues about whether you should dock a cow's tail, because if you take the cow's tail off, theoretically, it won't dip its tail in its poop or its pee and sling it around. And it looks like there's no merit to that argument. But anyway, I really think that...
Yeah, we get it. So even the small local farmer, Mark Castell, is going to have cow manure around his or her operation.
Well, everything you said was true. Incidentally, I work for dairy farmers and been involved in the dairy industry now for decades. Most of our farmers at the Cornucopia Institute who are members, most of them are organic farmers, and they ship to organizations like Organic Valley that pasteurize their milk. What was really interesting yesterday is the testimony on the behavior of farmers drinking raw milk was very skewed according to scale, that on the smaller farms, family scale farms, under 100 cows, the backbone of our industry, 70% of the farmers drank their own raw milk. And they, believe me, they've seen cow manure before. But these giant CAFOs, where the cows are probably not very healthy, and their feeding regime is not grass-based, it's not a pasture-based dairy, they're feeding a lot of concentrates, a lot of grains, it changes the pH in their rumen, and for organisms like E. coli, create a real positive environment. And so there's nothing inherently dangerous about milk. First, you have to put manure in it, and it can't be just any manure. It has to be dangerous. So one of the advantages of milk is there are lots of positive organisms that help balance out and fight some of the problems that could be human pathogens. So I think, again, we're talking about allowing consumers to make informed decisions. This material, raw milk, is not inherently dangerous.
Yeah. Let's take another call from Diane in Madison. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Excuse me. I was married to a three-generation farm family. We had 45 dairy cattle milked every day, twice a day, and our whole family grew up on raw milk, no pasteurization. I felt better. We all felt better. We were healthier. And then when the farm was sold, we had no choice but to go back to drinking pasteurized milk. And my sister-in-laws, there were six of them, and myself, and the family got sick because there was no way to buy raw milk, no place to buy it. No, this was back in the 1970s.
Diane, thank you. What's your reaction to that story, Mark?
Well, we've heard many stories like that. Amazingly good phone reception from the grave. I'm assuming that they survived both raw milk and pasteurized milk, so I'm sorry to hear their health deteriorated. We really don't know exactly why. But there were lots of dairy farm families. Vince Hunt, a dairy farmer, an organic dairy farmer from Coon Valley, Wisconsin, was one of the first folks to testify. He's a multi-generational farmer and talked about, you know, the wonderful health his family's experienced. And that's a really common testimony. It's not atypical. It's typical for Wisconsin farmers to drink raw milk. And let's back up a few generations. Everybody was drinking raw milk. And the reason pasteurization came along is as our society changed and shifted from an agrarian community-based society to an urban-based, we ended up having urban dairy farms with very poor feed for the cattle and no grass, no pasture, and the milk was dirty, and the milk was contaminated, and pasteurization saved lives. But we're talking about the very best farmers saying that we want to practice agriculture a little bit differently than, quote, modern dairying. And consumers want to economically support these farmers. I think we should allow that in terms of our government regulation.
A quick reaction to the argument from the other side that that there is no nutritional advantage of raw milk over pasteurized milk, that claim is overblown.
Yeah, there's plenty. I mean, obviously, we're killing something when we either use an antibiotic or we use heat. And we do that in a broad spectrum manner. So there are many, many beneficial organisms in raw milk and raw foods in general. We really wouldn't want to eat all of our food pasteurized or irradiated. It would kill a lot of positive organisms. So for the rare instance on some small farm that there would be some contaminant that might give someone some gastrointestinal problems for a few days, it most commonly, and the more serious problems are extremely rare, we're going to kill our food. And so that's the argument, and there is science backing that up. It's just not accurate to say there's no difference.
Nancy in Nisita is with us now. Hi, Nancy.
Well, good morning, Joy. Good morning, Mark.
Hello.
Thank you for letting me give some input on this. I myself had a very, very bad bacterial milk infection back in 1991 in another state. My husband was working for a dairy farmer at the time, brought raw milk home. I grew up in an urban area and had never been exposed to it and picked up Campylobacter jejuni. I was sickened for about 3 weeks before I really knew what it was. I flu-like symptoms, ended up in the emergency room with a blood pressure of 40. Dropping down to 10, standing, sitting, and lying down.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very sick. It took 6 days for the hospital to grow that bacteria. And by the time I got done with it, to this day, if I'm in a restaurant and have been served milk, and it's on the verge, I can tell, or if I buy it from the store.
You know, because we're almost, I'm sorry, Nancy, I'm glad you called, but you're, so you, because of your experience, do not support raw milk sales in Wisconsin?
Well, no, I won't say that. I think for families that have grown up on this and have been exposed to it most of their lives, it's a wonderful thing. And I guess I wonder how to introduce raw milk into your system if you've never been exposed to it before.
All right, that was went in a different direction than I thought, Mark Castell, but we only have a minute to go if you want to kind of conclude your thoughts.
Yeah, first of all, I would never, I drink raw milk every day. The Cornucopia Institute is officially neutral on the health benefits of raw milk. We really promote the economic opportunity for family-scale farmers. But I drink raw milk every day from a dairy that's very careful about its production and how they bottle and how they handle it and how they keep it cold. And it's wonderful. I've never had any problems, just the opposite. It tastes wonderful, and I feel my health has improved. But I would never drink raw milk out of just anyone's bulk tank. And so I have no idea what the dairy farm was like that she got her raw milk from, but there were lots of farmers testifying yesterday that had hundreds or thousands of cows. I would never drink that raw milk. So we're talking about farmers that are saying, I'm in the business to create really healthy, clean milk and consumers who want to buy it. I think we should allow that.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Castell, Senior Farm Policy Analyst and Co-Director of the Cornucopia Institute, a farm policy research group based in Cornucopia in far northern Wisconsin. We'll get another take on this issue coming up after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We just heard from a supporter of a bill that would legalize the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. Mark Castell from the Cornucopia Institute said that prosecuting farmers who already sell raw milk is a waste of tax dollars, that the health concerns over raw milk are overblown, and that consumers should have the right to choose. Now we will hear from a critic. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's now coming up on 7:37 on this Thursday, September 12th. We will continue to take your calls. Do you or does your family drink raw milk? Do you want to? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Now, we will hear from Sean Paff, who is a lobbyist for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition. He's also the mayor of Fitchburg. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. So I know that you're, one of your biggest concerns with raw milk has to do with safety issues. You say it's unfit for human consumption. What are you basing that on?
Well, Joy, yesterday the hearing was on SB 236, Senator Grossman's bill to allow the legalization of raw milk in Wisconsin. And as a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition, we came out against the bill. And members of that group came out for two central reasons. One, we're concerned about the public health of Wisconsin's residents. And two, we are concerned about the brand and the image and the impact to the Wisconsin's $26.5 billion dairy industry. So when we talked about concerns about medical reasons, the members of the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition include the American Academy of Pediatrics, Wisconsin Association of Local Health Departments and Boards, Wisconsin Academy of Family Physicians, Wisconsin Nurses Association, Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, Wisconsin Public Health Association, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Veterinary Medical Association, Marshfield Clinic, and the Wisconsin Medical Society. So I guess I would hang my hat on the medical concerns that have been raised by the thousands of professionals from across the state. They're members of those organizations who have teamed up and working together with interests from the Wisconsin dairy industry interest, including the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, which are dairy farmers that belong to that, Wisconsin Dairy Business Association, our cheesemakers, our co-ops, including our dairy products, as well as folks from the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance that are concerned about liability, as well as the grocers.
So yeah, you got a lot of people on your side.
A lot of broad coalition. Mm-hmm. So I know there are a lot of folks out there that are very passionate on the pro raw milk side. And I know, Mark, I grew up in the western part of the state on a dairy farm as well, just a little north of where he's from. But there's people that are just as passionate opposing this issue because of the health concerns. But also, Joy, we've worked for more than 100 years in this state, becoming internationally known on Wisconsin dairying. In fact, whether we like it or not, every Sunday this fall, the nation will see cheese heads on our heads mm-hmm. in Green Bay. That's how closely we identify ourselves with our cheese and our dairy industry. So that's why you saw us on the field yesterday in the Capitol opposing this bill. And frankly, there weren't as many folks at the hearing on the pro-raw milk side as we thought there'd be.
How do you respond, though, to the argument from the other side that there's foodborne illness outbreaks for pasteurized foods and or all sorts of other foods, and if there is a raw milk foodborne illness outbreak, the headline will say raw milk sickens.
I will again stand by the testimony. In fact, also yesterday, the FDA came out with their testimony as well, raising concerns of Food and Drug Administration. So the concerns they raise about there's foodborne illnesses, that's the reason why the world and, frankly, government regulation in this country is becoming more and more strict when it comes to food safety. There's no doubt that consumers want fresh, nutritious, local products. We're hearing that over and over and over. And we want that. We want to make sure people eat healthy and nutritious, and we want them to drink nutritious, fresh, organic, if they choose, milk, as long as it's pasteurized. In fact, we heard some farmers yesterday, Joy, from the Farm Bureau, a farmer out of Rock County, as well as a dairy producer out of Waterloo who sits on the Foremost Farms Board of Directors. They're pasteurizing milk to feed to their young calves because they're concerned about the possible sickness it could give to young dairy calves. So if they're pasteurizing it for dairy calves, we would hope people would be able to pasteurize it for their families. And that's why, again, we stand behind the testimony of all these medical groups that are with us in this organization.
Here's a comment from Marilyn on Facebook. Sure. Doesn't the government have more serious things to worry about than a handful of people who prefer to drink raw milk, aware of the risks?
I respect the question, but I think that, Marilyn, the government's job, whether they like it or not, in my opinion, and I think many others out there, is to protect those that maybe can't protect themselves at times. This is about children drinking this that may not know. We have speed limit laws in this state and country that I can't get in the car and drive to the Capitol 100 miles an hour because the Fitchburg PD will pull me over. That's why we have speed limits. Sometimes government has to be out there protecting people. And this isn't about the food police. The big, I know you've covered it on your show and other shows on public radio, Mayor Bloomberg and banning big gulp sodas. We're not going down that path. What we're doing is we're going back to something that's been done in this country for nearly 70 years or more is pasteurization. And that is not something that's new, and it's not something that we're trying to overreach. We're just trying to make sure that milk is pasteurized and we continue to move forward. And currently in state law, they allow for incidental sales. So Farmer Brown, who's milking his cows out in rural Dodgeville, will say, he can drink his milk if a neighbor or if his parents live up the road and don't live on the home farm anymore, they can come and get milk. But incidental sales does not include marketing of it or as well as, wide open distribution of sales. That's already state law. What Senator Grothman's bill will do will open up legalizing of sale of raw milk across the state, and that's why we're opposed.
Yeah, our guest Mark Castell said that the big corporate dairy is just wants to have a monopoly on all this, and they don't want the competition.
I think that's a little bit of a reach, and I kind of understand maybe where he's going in terms of maybe a good political argument. I'll say that in two regards. One, when you have an industry that's $26.5 billion that has more than 12,000 dairy farm families, not all of them, of course, support what we're doing, but a lot of them do. But but we've worked more than 100 years closely with the University of Wisconsin. One of the original things of the Wisconsin idea more than 105 years ago was to move Wisconsin from the wheat industry to dairy. So we've worked on this very hard, and I would ask Mr. Castell that in his backyard 3 years ago, and I think the policy still holds true, Organic Valley, one of the most prominent organic cooperatives in the country. I love their product, especially their sour cream. They made a decision, which was very, very tough for their board of directors, but they opposed the sale of raw milk if their producers were doing that, right there in Lafarge, Wisconsin. So I don't dare speak for them. I don't represent them, but I know that that statement was online. That was in May of 2010 when Governor Doyle was considering this. And back to the Governor Doyle's veto, Joy, that's really where the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition kind of originated. We reactively, kind of late in the game, if you will, organized ourselves. And if you recall, because I know you covered the story, this was the last veto that then-Governor Jim Doyle did in his eight-year career. And he vetoed this because of the two tenets that we organized around. Basically, Doyle kind of gave us our mission statement, if you will, in his veto. He said he did it because of the integrity of the state's dairy industry, but also the public health. And now, fast forward 3.5 years later, Governor Walker, certainly much different on positions than Governor Doyle is, as we know, on other issues. Governor Walker, as recent as July of this year in Rice Lake at Farm Progress Days, said to a pool of ag reporters that he now has serious concerns with raw milk legislation becoming law in Wisconsin. So it's easy to blame big dairy. That makes sense out in some parts of the state. But when you look step back and you come look at where the medical community is overwhelmingly placed on this issue, I think that lawmakers will see that this legislation is really not moving. In fact, when Senator Grossman introduced this bill in mid-June or July, I know the budget was going on, so people had other priorities at that time, but it was right in the throes of the Hershberger trial, and a lot of energy, I know I was on your show in late May, a lot of energy was there, Joy. Only 12 lawmakers signed on to the bill. In fact, Republican leader Robin Voss of the Speaker of the Assembly and Democratic leader of the Assembly, Peter Barca, both said in an AP story this Monday that this shouldn't be a priority this fall. So,
but you do have a Madison Democrat, Therese Brousseau, I believe, signed on to it. And usually they're not cooperating, Grossman and Brousseau.
That's what's the unique part of this issue, Joy, and why it brings out passion on both sides. Because it's not one of these binary right-left political issues, conservative, liberal. It's a freedom issue, but it's also a food safety issue. And it's something we value very much, what we put in our bodies. And that's why...
And there's a new push, I think, with the local food movement.
Correct.
Yeah.
And also, you know, think about that with local foods. We want people to buy local foods. Know your farmer, know your food is incredibly powerful. Farmers, we want you to know your cheesemaker. And that's why the cheesemakers are so prominent in their local community, especially if you go down to Greene County, just 45 minutes south of here. They are so opposed to this because they want to have you enjoy their product to make sure it's safe and keep their brand as it is, because we don't want to jeopardize that. Certainly, I'm number one in the country making cheese.
I need to take a quick break, and we have many callers who want to get in on this conversation. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. We are talking with Sean Paff, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition. He's also the mayor of Fitchburg. Talking about the bill that's in the state legislature that would allow the sale of raw milk to the public from farmer to consumer. And we welcome your questions, your views, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. There was a public hearing on this bill yesterday at the state capitol, and there's supposed to be another one Monday in La Crosse. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We heard from a supporter of a bill that would legalize the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin in our last half hour, and now we are hearing from a critic, an opponent of that legislation that was the subject of a public hearing yesterday at the state capitol. Sean Paff is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition, which says, among other things, that raw milk is unsafe for human consumption and presents no nutritional advantage over pasteurized milk, and it threatens the Wisconsin dairy brand. And we welcome your input. Let's go to the phones. A lot of people waiting. Donna in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Donna.
Hi. I used to live up in Nisida, and the last four of my children could not drink milk. They couldn't handle the Similac. They couldn't handle the soy. It was just making them really, really sick. And what we did is we gave them goat's milk, and then we got a goat, and we were milking the goat and giving them the milk. And so I am all for being able to do this, because now I know what food the goat is eating, and it worked much better. I'll admit the hospital did have a problem with me when I came in because I wanted to give my kids goat's milk, fresh goat's milk. And they finally got to the point that it was either I bring in the goat's milk or I bring in the goat, and the doctor said it was just fine that I bring in the goat's milk.
Well, so you want all over the state of Wisconsin, you think consumers should be able to buy raw milk because of your son's experience, Donna?
Well, I think they should be able to have that choice. If something isn't working, you know, I mean, there are children all over that seem to have milk allergies.
Yeah, well, so it should be a choice, Sean Paff.
You know, I understand the argument, and I applaud the mom for taking the steps that she needed to do. But, you know, there's a reason, Joy, and I hate to keep going back to the point, but the Food and Drug Administration, this isn't a run of the night or whatever the saying is organization. This is something that's protected our nation's food supply for generations. In their summary of their testimony yesterday, said raw milk is inherently dangerous and may contain a whole host of pathogens, including all kinds of Greek words I don't know how to pronounce, because of the microorganisms that are in raw milk. And, you know, the science, the scientists and the FDA are saying that it's not safe. This isn't dairy lobbyists out saying this. We may be talking about it based on what the medical community says, and we may be making sure lawmakers know about that. But I am not a doctor, and I'm not claiming to be one at all. I am just saying that the product has been known to be unsafe by the medical community, and that's why we oppose the legalization of this in the state. And, you know, there's doctors. Yesterday a doctor spoke. He's a former past president of the Wisconsin Medical Society, and he's done work all over the world. He did work in Russia a few years after, I think it was after Chernobyl. He talked about diphtheria and all those things that have occurred because of ingestion of raw milk, and how other countries are moving towards pasteurization and we were starting to move backwards. And that would be just a really wrong step for this country to take.
Here's an email from Nancy. As a shepherd and the wife of a retired dairy farmer, I appreciate the movement toward natural and whole foods. My concern in regard to raw milk is those immunocompromised individuals or young children who drink what is served to them and have not made a choice to accept the possible health risks. And that was a point you said, too, that the children aren't...
And I'll just would add on that real quick, Joy, is a couple years ago in Racine or Kenosha County, there was a birthday party at a grade school. You know, an innocent thing that happens all the time. I used to be a school teacher. And a third grade kid brought in cake, and somebody else brought in milk. Well, you're naturally going to have milk and cake, especially if you're in third grade. But it was raw milk. And three or four of the kids got pretty sick, and I think one of them had to go to the hospital, according to the Journal Sentinel story. So it's those putting things in front of kids that they don't know where it comes from and how it can be controlled. And that's where maybe this is the most popular way to talk about it, because people will say you're being a nanny state. But that is kind of why food safety laws are out there. We don't know where everything comes from. We want to hope and expect that our government agencies will take our collective self-interest in mind and protect us from something that could be bad for our health, especially young children. And that, to the caller that just, or emailer that just sent it in, as a retired farm wife, she would know that issue pretty well.
Greg in Madison is with us. Hello, Greg.
Hi. The question I have is, could you explain the process of pasteurizing milk? It's possible that some of the people don't know what the whole process is, and maybe they're just scared of it. Could you explain what the process is?
Sure, Greg, I'll do the very best I can.
Yeah, very, very quickly, though, because we're almost out of
time. Real quick. Here it is. Let's say a cow's body temperature is 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Don't know that exact number. Let's say it is. You take them, they milk the cow, it goes to, say, 37 to 42 when it's in the bulk tank on the farm. Then when you pasteurize it, you quickly heat it back up, knock down the bacteria, and then cool it right back down to 37 to 42 degrees. So you can have fresh pasteurized milk within hours. Yeah. It's a very simple process. You cool it down, heat it back up, knock the bacteria out that could be harmful. Not all of it, of course. Milk still has some bacteria. And then you put it back down to the temperature that you want to drink it.
Yeah, what's your response to the proponents of raw milk who say the pasteurization process takes the healthy enzymes out of the milk?
You know, that's a scientific debate, Joy, that I don't know if I'm qualified to say. And, you know, you can go back and forth in that. But I think many of the Center for Disease Control and other groups have said that's not the issue here. That, you know, when people say, I grew up on a farm, I drink raw milk. What else are you seeing on a farm? And I grew up on a farm as well, and I drank raw milk as a kid. But what you see out in the farm is it's more than just drinking raw milk. You're close to the cows, and you get those immunities from the dirt and the soil that you're rolling around in and working in or whatever you're doing on the farm. That's why you always have the analogy of the old farmer that never gets sick, because there's so much going on out there. Suburban children now, more and more of us away from the farm, don't have those same immunities built up. And that's why this ingestion of that could cause health problems, and has, with the outbreaks that have occurred around the country. Just in the last year and a half, there's more than 20 or so outbreaks that have occurred across the United States.
Yeah, well, we just have a minute to go. So is it your sense that raw milk will remain illegal on a larger scale anyway?
I would think, and I don't dare get in trouble speculating here, but I think the legislation, the Capitol, yesterday, the Safe Milk Coalition had its people out as well, and I don't see the momentum in the Capitol at this point to move forward. That doesn't mean it can't go. There's still a fall and spring session, but I would really go back to the incidental sales piece. That is our state law. Farmers can drink the raw milk they raise on their farm because of the incidental sales law that are in this state.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Sean Paff is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition. He's also the mayor of Fitchburg and speaking with us against a bill that would allow the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. In our last half hour, we heard from Mark Castell, who was in favor of this bill. He is with the Cornucopia Institute in northern Wisconsin. Well, thank you to Bill Martins for producing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air direction and Robin Cherry for on-air production. And thank you for joining us. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We are going to talk with the author of Across the Pond about his perceptions of Americans. That's coming up after 8. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.